we are dreaming what we are and what we have, but also what we are also dreaming, not to have what we don't have. We always believe that dreaming will give you all the things that you desire. You know, dreaming will certify what you are in this very moment, nothing else. And if you try to desire something or someone, you will see that it remains just a desire and it will be a failure. The entire humanity tries to desire things and they just receive the opposite. No, you have to dream what you are, and dreaming happens only in absence of time, right now. Dreaming the experience of desiring, then it means that you are dreaming, you are the experience of the desire is happening, but not the object of your desiring. I don't know if you follow me. The dreaming means that it always comes true, and which is the experience of deciding, wishing, hoping.
Yes, and you'll constantly feel that.
This is happening right now. But the object of your hoping or wishing, deciding or expecting will never happen. Yes. I want to become rich, okay? But you are dreaming a poor man.
Exactly.
Who wants to become rich?
Yes.
Then
yes.
Dreaming comes through the experience of being poor.
Exactly.
Who desires to be rich in time. And then whatever is in time is false, and it will never happen.
And you are creating exactly what you want in that moment. That's what
this moment, absolutely.
Yes.
You are creating what you are, and yes. This is what you are dreaming.
Yes. Yes.
There is any problem in your life or something that you, the fact that you were so much interested in my books. Means that you realize that there is a way to resolve some problems and some difficulties.
Yes.
But remember, that book, you yourself are the author, not Elio, you yourself. And you will see that whatever you find in the book was coming, is coming from within you.
The first book, The Technology of the Dreamer, that I took in my hands, and while I was reading it, I could feel an energy inside of me. I don't know why, like it was something different.
Yeah, because it is yours. It was something you were ready to read, and all that you are reading, especially the voice of the dreamer, it's really something that belongs to you. Then you see that the two characters, there is one who forgets and the other one who remembers, but they are both you, yourself.
Yes.
There is
yes.
One who is doubting, and another one who is certain and sure that everything happens for reflecting your inner attitude and inner states. Yeah.
Yes. For me, it has helped me identify easier the things that appear in the external world that have to do with me, so that I can be focus my awareness towards myself in the areas that need be, by analyzing the things in the outer world that I don't know how to explain this in a better way.
Just to understand that the outer is not the outer. The outer is in time, the inner. The external, the events, the circumstances, the experience are just mirroring your inner states. You cannot get sick if you are aware of yourself, within yourself. The sickness outside yourself is reflecting a state of forgetfulness, a state of absence.
Yes. Now, how I see whatever problem or things that appear in the what I project, how I see them as not blessings necessarily, but good things that help me see.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
To recognize something that happened within yourself, something negative, the outer world, it helps you. the antagonist is telling you something which is missing within, a greater ally, telling you something that you forgot or you missed to pay attention. We should be all very grateful to the antagonist, because pointing out something that you were not seeing or touching within yourself, then it's telling you, turn towards yourself and you will see that the very cause is within, not outside.
Exactly. No, this was this is the best thing that has come into my way of living life.
That's right. You will be all blessing. The outer world and also the very negative experiences that you can have in life. If you turn towards yourself and see that you are the author of those things, the maker, the doer of whatever is happening out there, then don't be afraid of something that you believe to be negative, because it is just pointing out something that you have to be aware of. And when you are aware of that very thing within yourself, that thing, whatever it is, will disappear.
Yes, it's that simple yet that complex at the same time, but it is, yeah. It truly is simple.
To be practical, pragmatic, and nothing else. Everything is in this body, in this physical body. Don't try to go and to enter into fantasies and imaginations. Just everything is gathered in this very body, and you have to be just aware of it. And you will see that the outer world, which is not a separate reality, will follow you step by step.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Grazie mille.